So let's talk a little bit about management of metastatic disease, starting out with first-line therapy. One of the things that we see in our patterns of care studies is that right now, FOLFOX-BEV, both for oncologists in practice as well as clinical investigators, is the most common choice in a non-protocol situation. How do you approach it, and is that your take about how people are approaching this right now?
Yeah, no, I think those numbers reflect what's going on out there in the community. You're beginning to see a switch back to irinotecan a little bit more and more as more data has come out of first, the recognition that FOLFIRI is actually a recipe. There are a lot of docs who up until very recently would call me up and say, well, how do you give FOLFIRI? I'm like, you know how to give FOLFOX? Change the ox for the ear. So we've gotten over that hurdle. And I think there's an increased recognition that these regimens are roughly the same. So I think we're seeing more and more usage of irinotecan, whereas a couple of years ago you saw almost zero. You're now seeing maybe a 20% mark, a 30% mark using an irinotecan-based frontline therapy. In parts of the world where both these drugs have been approved for a long time, it's a much more balanced 50-50 sort of usage. But ox still is king. We're a FOLFOX nation in the metastatic setting. The biologics, the addition of the biologics, has, I think, brought us back a little bit from that. We've got now two somewhat negative clinical trials that used FOLFOX as a base. You've got the 966 study, which was FOLFOX-ZELOX plus minus BEV, where the magnitude of the BEV benefit was really pretty small relative to what we're used to seeing. And then you have Amgen's PACE clinical trial, which was four drugs versus five drugs, where the kitchen sink actually was too toxic. The five drugs were too toxic. So I think we're beginning to see some pullback. We're also beginning to see an improved recognition of how to manage the nerve toxicity of oxaliplatin. The Optimox data, for example, helps us there. So as more physicians are more comfortable with both recipes, I think we're seeing them balance out a bit. And it becomes then a decision you make in the clinic. And realizing this takes extra time, which is a negative for most of us in practice, it becomes describing the toxicity of the two drugs and sort of picking your poison. Do you want nerve toxicity and a little more thrombocytopenia, or do you want a little bit more diarrhea and a little bit more alopecia over here with ox versus ERI? So I do think this survey that you've got, the patterns of practice, is certainly a perfect sampling of the community, but I think it's shifting.